And it's time now for more of your comments. Last week's conversations on black leadership in America brought a number of letters. Many listeners took issue with John McWhorter, who suggested that life for African Americans was better in some ways in the 1930s. Daryl Hemingway in St. Louis, Missouri writes, "Lynchings apparently were not so bad. The color line being enforced through terror and violence was, I guess, not really so bad either." But Jamaica Wilson from Fresno, California had a different reaction. "As an African American woman," she writes, "I've been criticized for my opinions on welfare, the victim mentality, and other staples of the African American mental culture. It's nice to hear that I am not alone in my beliefs." Now some corrections. In a story on an anti-smoking ballot measure in California, we said that 50,000 California kids become new smokers each day. That would be pretty grim if true. It would mean that every resident would be smoking in less than 2 years. We should have said 50,000 Californians under age 18 start smoking each year. And in a story about AIDS treatment on Monday, we said that African Americans are more likely to experience a reaction to an AIDS drug called Zyogen. In fact, Caucasians, white people, are more likely to be hypersensitive to the drug. However, more of the reactions to the drug at Houston's Thomas Street Health Center, where our story was reported, were in fact among African Americans, and we should have made that clear. Finally, our story on spammers, who use little bits of literature to get past spam filters. Brian Siegel in Shorewood, Wisconsin, shares this specimen from his junk mail folder.
"The fun comes from reading these aloud, in all seriousness, in your best or worst imitation of Laurence Olivier doing High Shakespeare. He had been following the no good deliberately, intending to miss the pool. The first part is easy, subject of flying. Anything that was because of the quasi-reciprocal, as me, I found it."
When you're done sifting through the ads for penny stocks and Viagra, "Once upon a midnight dreary, while I wandered weak and weary," drop us a line. Go to npr.org and click Contact Us.